Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to ScaryCast. This is Dr. John. It's a great evening here down here in the southeast. We're in Myrtle Beach and it's a wonderful, wonderful evening. Looks like we may be having a few technical problems getting our guest online tonight, which is the Kilted Creature. But we'll hope that he can make it online. You know how those technological problems are. Anyway, good to have everybody on tonight. And just wanted to let everyone know that the Lizard Man Festival is getting ready to get started on June 8th, 9th, and 10th. We're going to have a grand, grand time. Wanted to let everybody know all about what's going on. First of all, on Friday evening, which is going to be June the 8th, we're going to have a panel discussion with Lyle Blackburn, who is the author of Lizard Man, The True Story of the Bishopville Monster. He is going to be an exciting, exciting person to have online with us, and he'll be there. And I'll tell you what, we're having, as I said, just a couple problems. Give me a second or two, and I will make sure that we have our guest on tonight. So I'll be back in about 30 seconds to talk to you. So hang on with us. Anyway, it's good to be back, and our guest, the Kilted Creature, will be with us in just a second. But anyway, this is going to be a great time. On Saturday, we're going to be having tours of Scape or Swamp, where everyone has seen, or at least about 14 people have seen, the Lizard Man. And it's going to be exciting. The South Carolina Paranormal Association is going to be joining us. They're going to be helping to host those wonderful tours. So those will be going on all day, every hour on the hour. So, I mean, we're going to have an absolutely great time at the Lizard Man Festival. We're also going to have the only Kilted Creature who will be the technological problems are, but we're glad he's going to be with us and all that. So we're going to have a wonderful time at the Lizard Man Festival. And here is one of our featured guests, the one and only R.J. Grady. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Hey, man. Pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing great. Glad to have you on ScaryCast tonight. It's a wonderful time. You're an incredible artist, and I want to invite everybody to check out ScaryCast.com because I have a link to your YouTube channel, and you've got some great stuff. You are the creature. You have a
kill. I'm the creature's brother. I'm the Kilted Creature.
Okay, you're the Kilted Creature.
Yeah.
Exactly. So anyway, thanks for being here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how did all this start? How did the Kilted Creature get started?
Well, it was all complete serendipity. About 4 years ago, my wife and I were in a band called Pipapelli. It was a bagpipes and blues rock kind of a band, and we were playing festivals and stuff. And on Facebook, I found Julie Adams, who played Kay Lawrence in the original Creature from the Black Lagoon, and she's still doing cons and stuff like that. She lives in Southern California, and it was just a few weeks before her birthday, which was right around Halloween, so I rushed out to a local costume shop and got a really cheesy creature mask and put that on and got all dressed with my kilt and everything and just did a quick video of happy birthday. And I put it on YouTube for her to see. And she saw it, and she liked it. And I just as I was posting the video, I came up with Kilted Creature. I just put Kilted Creature playing Happy Birthday for Julie. And shortly thereafter, the band kind of imploded and exploded, and we were going to reform as bands do, but we started getting some calls from cons requesting the Kilted Creature appearance, and there really wasn't one, but if you call, you know, we'll make it and we'll come, and we've just been pretty much kind of growing ever since, learning and expanding like the show and what we do and make and where we're going. The first little bit we were mainly doing cons, but now we do festivals like upcoming Lizard Man Festival and different music festivals, and Kilted Creature, we call him KC. I speak about him in the third person. He's the ambassador to some Scottish Highland Games, and we're doing a nice theater show in St. Augustine in July, where I'm going to do an hour set, and then they're going to play the second creature, the Revenge of the Creature, on the big screen. That's always fun. We've done that a couple times down there. And just get really good reception and just kind of going with it, and what happens, happens. And the serendipity has been really, really, really good so far. It just had nothing but fun.
That's great. I mean, I was referred to you by our mutual friend, Rob Kelly, who is a master makeup artist and master mask artist, and he does some great things. And he said, John, if you're doing the Lizard Man, you have got to get the Kilted Creature there. And I really appreciate that. So I called you. And you know Rob well, don't you?
Yeah, I've seen him a few times. And he's going to be there as well, isn't he?
Absolutely. He'll be there with some new masks, because it's about time. What he told me he does is that as he moves toward Halloween, you know, in the last 4 or 5 months before Halloween, which we're going to be in here very soon, he starts making a lot of new masks that people will buy. And I've known Rob. It was really funny. Can I tell you the quick story of how our mutual friend and I met?
Oh yeah.
This is great. I was putting on my first Comic-Con. It was about 5 years ago, and I was scouring Facebook to find anyone that had anything to do with cosplay. And I found this guy down in Charleston. I said, oh, this is great. So I sent him a message. I said, you know, would love for you to come to the Cape Fear Comic-Con because you do masks and everything. And he said, and he replied, he said, certainly, this would be great, you know. I had not done a single Comic-Con. I hadn't done almost 20 at that point. He had never exhibited any of his masks. And so what happened is we started talking. And sure enough, Rob has become a real star at Mad Monster Party, a number of other events. I have put on quite a few Comic-Cons, and I was talking to Rob about 2 weeks ago. This was after he had introduced me to you. And I said, you know, Rob, If everybody in the world could take a look at that first phone conversation we had at 2 o'clock in the morning, they would have laughed themselves silly, because you didn't know anything about how to exhibit at an event. I didn't know anything about putting a Comic-Con on. We worked hard, and here we are. And now we're both kind of beginning in the prime of our con careers, and it's a lot of fun. But yeah, Rob's been a great friend. He was just at the Raleigh Cosplay Expo with him. Yeah, he's just such a wonderful guy, and he introduced me to you. He said, "You got to get this guy."
Hey, he was at Spooky Empire, I believe, in Orlando.
Yes.
When we were down there, I'm pretty sure he was there. But
absolutely,
yeah,
he was. So it's kind of a small and funny Comic-Con / horror world, and I guess we like it because we get to know each other, and we have a lot of good times. We really do. Now, again, I've put up on the website scarycast.com. I've put up a link to your YouTube channel, and you do guitar, and you do bagpipes. And so what are some of the songs? You told me a little bit about them, but tell everybody, what are some of the songs that you like to play?
I like to play a variety. What I call what Kill the Creature does is bagpipe swamp metal, and to me that's just kind of crunchy, bubbly, hard-edged, kind of mixed-up rock. And I've got 3 CDs that I've done. It's a trilogy, and each one relates to each of the 3 Creature from the Black Lagoon movies, and it's all coming from the creature's point of view. And it all relates to what's going on today, as well as what was going on in the 50s, the bullying and the bigotry and judging people by what they look like and eminent domain and all the craziness that's been going on for 50 years. You know, they were warning us back in the 50s through the black and white movies what was going on. But to get back to the question, I like to play a lot of my own stuff, but as well, during the show, I do tunes like Crazy Train, Ozzy Osbourne, and Guns N' Roses, and some Edgar Winter, Frankenstein, and one of the crowd favorites that I pretty much play at every show is Purple Rain. That comes out really, really nice on the pipes. I play electric bagpipes, so you get a really nice, sweet sound out of them.
Wow, how long have you played electric bagpipes?
I've only had the electrics for about 2 years. I've been playing acoustic bagpipes since 98. Electric guitar for way longer than that, a while.
Exactly. That's great. All right, now I've got a couple personal questions. Number one, what do bagpipes cost? Because I'm a musician, I'm a piano player, I have a bachelor's degree in performance and composition and saxophone, so I might be a good candidate to play bagpipes. What am I going to have to pay to buy some bagpipes? Acoustic.
Well, for an acoustic set, I mean, you can get a crappy set of overseas pipes for a couple hundred bucks, but they're just going to make you not want to play them. You would want to pay, I would say, at least $1,000 to start with for a decent set of pipes. $800 to $1,000 for something that's going to make you want to pursue it and sound good. Because if they don't sound good, they really don't sound good.
Okay. Well, that's cool. What I definitely want to do is I want to talk to you a little more about that. I wouldn't mind playing bagpipes. What a noble instrument. And they come
great
from
exercise
the UK.
Too.
I love them. Really, yeah, that's what I've heard. I've heard that it really builds up your lungs.
So your muscles. I mean, you're blowing. I play Native American flutes, too, and those can actually be harder because you're blowing longer, you know, the long notes and holding them. With the bagpipes, you're either squeezing into the bag, you're blowing into the bag, blowing air into the bag, or squeezing air out of the bag with your arm. So it's just kind of a rhythm thing, so it's just like hard puffs. But what you're building up is your back muscles and your belly muscles. I was a semi-pro skateboarder as a kid, so I used to fall and 8, 10, 12-foot swimming pools regularly. My back was fried by the time I was 20. And wow. When I started playing pipes, it toned up my muscles and my back and stuff to where I could start walking. Before the pipes, I was like, I could barely stand for like 15, 20 minutes. And after the playing pipes for a year or two, I can stand all day. And it got to where I could... We've got a mountain over here called Whiteside Mountain. It's, 4,800 feet, something. It's a pretty tall mountain, and it's got a nice little trail, and it got to where I could bagpipe walking up the mountain. So I recommend it to everybody of any age. It's excellent exercise, and everybody's going to hear you.
Yeah, that sounds good. Well, I'll talk to you a little bit more when I see you at Lizard Man Festival. That's going to be fun. I certainly would not mind at all becoming a bagpipe player. It seems like it's healthy and it's good for you. And you mentioned that you play Native American flute, right?
Yes.
Wow. I've got a friend, and he goes by Snow Wolf, Do you know him?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, he's making the circuit around South Carolina now. Super guy, and he was telling me how the different woods that you have that you have your flutes from, they make different sounds, and he's really into that and all that. Do you do much Native American flute now, or how did you get started in that?
I don't play as much now as I used to. My wife is half Cherokee, and we started doing drum circles in Central Florida. I traded some stuff for my first flute, and playing the native flute, it's not like playing a piano or something where you have, particular notes and stuff like that. Mostly everything is played by just what you feel. It's like you don't play a whole lot of cover songs on native flutes because mostly they're usually tuned to whatever the flute maker thinks sounds good. And I forgot where I was going with this, but yes, the different woods and the totally makes the different tones and the different sounds. It's very interesting to play different flutes and to get all those different sounds. It's a very, very spiritual kind of a instrument. But we used to do drum circles. That's what I was talking about, drum circles. And
exactly.
We were doing the powwow circuit for several years. We had a little troupe called Raven's Lodge, and my wife Cindy would be the hostess, and she would keep everybody in line and stuff, and I would play some songs. We'd get folks up and dancing and playing the drums and things, and we had, I would think, at the peak of our, when we were out playing, we had about 45 instruments, and if you can picture everybody playing some kind of acoustic drum kind of an instrument all at once, playing it to the heartbeat. So everybody's together. That's really incredible, and that was very enjoyable. But everything comes in circles. So we did that for a while until something else came along. And I mean, we're not fickle, but we get into what we get into, and everything's got a time and place for it.
Exactly, and that's wonderful. I know that I've met a number of folks that do drum circles in association with pagan rituals and just pagan conferences and pagan events. Have you attended any of those and done any drum circles with those?
Actually, we have. I mean, we're not really biased to anybody. We were asked to play at a place. We didn't really know what it was all about, but we did, and there was no problem at all.
Oh yeah, I mean, and the pagans have a very rich history, and they're really a lot into, even though we call them Native American flutes, they're into a lot of the what I would call the more natural type of music, especially like drum circles. I mean, I've got several good friends, and in fact, going to be working with Lady Bridget, who's, I mean, frankly, she's the head witch on the East Coast. Maybe about 4 months ago, I was on her show, Ask a Witch, on International Pagan Radio, and we've since become very good friends. And we're putting together a pagan unity festival up in the Raleigh area, and we're going to have a lot of music. That's one of the important things that we want to do. That's going to be held, we're getting the date put together, but that's going to be held at the Ramada Inn on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. So I'll certainly talk to the Kilted Creature and see if any of your experience in drum circles and whatever, if you can join us. I think it'll be a lot of fun. I think the more that we explore the traditions that groups have, the more we learn. The more we learn about ourselves. Don't you agree?
There's a place for tradition and there's a place to grow, but you got to have the tradition in order to grow.
Exactly. So, we're Lady Bridget and I are looking forward to putting that on. We'll be announcing that here in about 2 weeks when we get the date set up and everything. But I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think a drum circle would certainly be a wonderful thing to have, even inside the Raleigh Ramada Inn. I believe they'll be able to handle it. They're wonderful people. They have allowed us to do Steampunk Mid-Atlantic up there. We're coming back with Steampunk Mid-Atlantic July the 21st and 22nd. They're allowing us to do a number of wonderful events in Raleigh. And I love that town. It's got 2.5 million people.
Yeah, it is. That's a big place.
It is. It's
we're
a great
about
town.
I think five and a half hours from Raleigh. Something like that.
I guess what I'll say is you just have to slide down the mountain. You see, I'm from Morganton, North Carolina, and you're from up near Lake Toxaway, which is, oh my God, what a beautiful place.
For the most part, yeah, it's lovely. I've been here since 73, well off and on since 73, and I love the beach. I grew up in Cocoa Beach, Florida, but always get called back to the mountains.
Well, that's good. I tell you what, I love the mountains, but I tell you what, being in Myrtle Beach, it's a wonderful place. We don't have quite the diversity of entertainment down here that I would like. But we're working on adding to it, and of course, with what we're going to be doing with the Raleigh Pagan Festival and everything. I mean, I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and hopefully, we can get some great folks doing flute, doing drum circles, and everything. I think it'll be good. When you talk about your electric bagpipes, and I've seen a number of your songs on your YouTube channel, which is wonderful, by the way. Everybody, all you have to do is search for Kilted Creature on YouTube, and you'll find your channel. What are some of the songs that people like the most? And probably there are songs that you put on your CDs, but what are some of the songs that people like the most, along with, of course, Purple Rain? We love Purple Rain.
Crazy Train goes over very good. That's it's completely recognizable. I'm trying to go through my sets. The Trooper, Iron Maiden. I even do Love Me Tender by Elvis Presley.
That's
kind of Kilted Creature's, I don't know about theme song, but that's like his song is Love Me Tender, because, his brother, the creature from the Black Lagoon, he just wanted to be loved. He was there in the lagoon. He wasn't bothering nobody. And everybody came in and, beat his place up and poisoned his water and, shot him. And, they throw a woman in his water. Of course he's going to want to go see what it is, but he wasn't a bad guy. It was the human beings that were the monsters, not the creature. So, Love Me Tender is kind of his theme song.
You're 100% right, because that movie underscored the fact that humans, and it was at a time when humans were encroaching upon so many problems and causing more problems. Now, just recently, and I'll say in honor of the Kilted Creature, even though it wasn't ever stated, The Shape of Water won an Academy Award for Best Film.
Yeah.
And how can you, explain a little bit how The Shape of Water figures in with The Kilted Creature, if it can?
We do a dance tune as well. I liked the movie. I liked it a lot. There was a couple scenes in it that I didn't think were necessary, if you know what I mean. Already proved the point that the main bad guy was a real jerk. They didn't have to really grind that in like he did to his wife. But other than that, I thought the mood, the feeling of the just the whole effect of the filming was fantastic, especially since none of it was filmed underwater. because the director was he's got a water phobia or something, and he wouldn't have nothing to do with water. I enjoyed the movie. In the next while, I might write a tune or two, just kind of, you know, doing a nod to that, because, you know, we all know it is a nod to Creature from the Black Lagoon. It's not like a remake, and I know he wasn't going for that, but I think they did very well. They could have done a whole lot worse. I was really happy with what they did.
Well, they certainly did well enough to win an Academy Award, and that says
yeah.
a lot.
I talked to Rico Browning about it too. You know, Rico was the
really?
he portrayed the underwater creature in all three movies, and he saw it. He always gets, you know, the first they send him movies that come out and stuff, because he's on the Academy something or other where they do the voting, and he said the same thing. He enjoyed the movie, and except for those couple scenes that were kind of just in there for whatever reason, and he said finally at the end I finally got the girl. So he definitely enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean, that was wonderful, and it goes to show that, I mean, what a creative film, what a truly creative film, and it goes to show that something like that can win an Academy Award.
Yeah,
and I think
movies like that don't win too often. That was really great.
Right. It's like, I guess one of my favorite films ever was Being There. And Peter Sellers, it was filmed up in the Biltmore Estate, which is somewhat near where you live.
Oh, yeah,
up
the road.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact is, a film like that.
And which movie?
Nominated. It was the film Being There.
Uh-huh.
When, as a servant of a very wealthy man who lived in the Biltmore Estate, was actually Jesus. And he walks on water as he ends the film. A beautiful film. It was one that was really a surprise that it became popular and was nominated for an Academy Award. And it goes to show that, yes, really creative films, creative work, can be recognized. Well, like The Kilted Creature. I mean, when you started, it was Nowheresville, if I can say that. Now you're a popular guy. You're requested lots of places, aren't you?
I'm blown away. I get fan mail, and being a musician for 30 plus years of never getting any kind of anything. You know, it's humbling. It's very humbling. Kids write to me and send me birthday presents and stuff, and it just blows me away. And you know, that's what I do it for. It's not, you know, I'm not making, you know, if we come home breaking even after a weekend festival or something, you know, I'm happy because we made a bunch of people happy and we're having fun.
You're having fun, but you're being an artist. You're creating something.
Yeah, I get the best of both worlds. And when I was in regular bands, you know, Halloween was always my favorite time of year because I got to dress up and be on stage, and, you know, how much cooler can that be?
You're exactly right. And the fact is, the Kilted Creature is becoming very, very popular. In fact, you and I and your wife in the last week, we've talked about a project we're looking at doing later in the year. And I think there's a certain gravity that The Kilted Creature has. We love the creature. You know what? If you look at it, we love the Universal Monsters. I hope you don't mind that, you know, as I mentioned this, we love the creature. We love the mummy. We love Frankenstein. We love Dracula.
Oh, yeah.
The Wolfman. Universal Monsters are part of the psyche of America. They really are.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
And when people look at the creature, and if they look at the Kilted Creature, and they see that now you're producing music, that I think that's something really wonderful. I know that you know, obviously Michael Jackson in Thriller kind of got the werewolf back into the psyche of America, but you're getting the creature. Creature. And I think there's so many of us that are fans of The Creature. We never got our due, and now and it's like, great, I can call you up and talk to you. I can talk to your wife. She's part of The Creature. And it's wonderful. And so it's great to have you here tonight. And what we'd like to do is very soon we'd like to put you on here and let you play some. Let me ask you this. Could I invite you back after the Lizard Man Festival? And could you do a little bit of live music for us?
I don't know how clear that would be, but we can do something, I'm sure.
We can figure it out. That's what it's all about, figuring it out. Well, I think that'd be great, and we look forward to having you at the Lizard Man Festival.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, too. That's going to be a lot of fun. I've been looking at a lot of Lizard Man documentaries, and that can be a mean dude sometimes, huh?
You really can. And something that I'm very fortunate, and I'll tell a short story if it's okay. When I was working in Bishopville putting this thing together, I met these two wonderful ladies, G. Atkinson and Millie, and they are at the Lee County Observer. It's the local newspaper.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at them, I don't know what happened, and I said, you know, I used to write a column for the Myrtle Beach Herald. Could I write a column about Lizard Man, Bigfoot, and Friends? Because that's actually the title of my new book, which is out on Amazon. And they said, sure, we would love that. They were so, you know, they were so nice about it. So I started putting everything together, and every week we've got a column about Lizard Man. Right now, everything is about Lizard Man because we're moving up to the first Lizard Man Festival. And if you'll go to bishopville.org, you can find the latest column. And what I'm finding out is a lot of folks like the idea of the, if I can call it this, the amphibian. They think the Lizard Man's cool. And you were talking about, can he be a mean guy? He can be a terribly mean guy. What I found, and it's something that you can find in the next latest column on bishopville.org, you can find out that the Lizard Man really and truly might be an ancestor to something called the Carolina Butcher. The Carolina Butcher is an ancestor of the crocodile. And some paleontologists from North Carolina State University found remains. They did digital modeling, and what they've got is a 9-foot-tall, mean, mean-looking animal that walks on his hind legs. And it looks exactly like what we expect the Lizard Man to look like.
There you go.
Is Lizard Man real? Yes. There is an ancestor of the Lizard Man, of the crocodile. It looks, it is basically the Lizard Man. Is the Lizard Man real? Well, you know, the jellyfish is 750 million years old. It has not changed. There are many, many animals. There are probably a couple hundred that are hundreds, if not almost a billion years old, still here.
The sharks.
Oh my goodness, the goblin shark, absolutely frightening looking, and goblin sharks are 500 million years old, still running around today. So, in terms of the Lizard Man, sure, there's a distinct possibility that we've got a colony of them in the multi-million acre Scapegoat Swamp, which covers all the way from Bishopville and Camden all the way down past Columbia, South Carolina. So is Lizard Man real? Lizard Man might very well be real. I would say a lot of folks, there were some very sensationalistic sightings of the Lizard Man, but there's some that are so frightening. So much damage was done to cars, to houses, and jumping out in front of cars, things that a fake sighting would never have happened. So who knows? We've got a lot to learn about this earth. We've got a lot to learn about the ocean. But, you know, Lizard Man might very well be real. I've got even one story I can't tell. I think it absolutely underscores the fact that something is out there in Scapegoat Swamp. It's scary. So
no
that'll
doubt.
Hopefully that'll answer your question. It's Lizard Man's a scary guy. Lee the Lizard Man, we portray him. We have a cartoon picture. We're going to have shirts being sold for Lizard Man. He's a funny-looking dude. But the real Lizard Man is out there. And
is
I'm not going to spend the night. Pardon?
The first fella that, when the guy that was changing his tire in 80, what, 6 or 8, is he still around?
Yeah, he is. No. Christopher Davis passed away. He was murdered, actually, about 9 years ago.
Holy
and
crow.
I had met with members. I met with members of the family. It was a very tragic ending to his life. But what I've got in my column from 3 weeks ago, there's a gentleman named Robbie who was from Florence, and he went over when he was 20 years old and saw the car that Christopher Davis drove. It was frighteningly mauled, and he said it was not something that a human being could do. And that means, and he believes in Lizard Man, and his story was very helpful, along with some of the things that I've come up with. Yeah, there are sensationalistic things that have happened, but there are some things that you can't deny are frightening, and you just wonder how they happen. So, when you look at Kilted Creature, he's celebrating something that we're celebrating in Bishopville. Mm-hmm.
And it's all relative.
as we say in the mountains, you're a kissing cousin, you're a relative.
Yep, there you go.
Exactly. But we're glad that we're going to have you there at the Lizard Man Festival. And we're glad that we've got mysteries that we're going to be able to explore. So I want to say thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Oh, my pleasure.
And here's what we do. I learned this from Papa Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling. We always plug. So where are you going to be coming up other than the Lizard Man Festival? And anything you'd like to plug or anything you'd like to tell us about on the Internet. So what kind of plugs do you have for us?
What's that again? You faded out for a second.
I was going to say, what kind of plugs do you have? What kind of dates do you have coming up where you're going to be performing along with Lizard Man? I know you've got some things coming up, so be sure to tell us about those again so all of our listeners can hear about them.
July 14th, we'll be in St. Augustine, Florida at the Corazon Cinema and Cafe. We'll do a one hour, 15-minute show, and then they're going to show the Revenge of the Creature on the big screen, which is always a thrill to see those movies, you know, on the big screen instead of just on the television. I don't have a calendar in front of me. Got a few things. I don't remember what all the names are. Going back to Spooky Empire in Orlando in October.
That's going to be great. And our buddy Rob Kelly will be there too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Going to be doing a 5K Braveheart run and Taste of Scotland Festival on June, right after Lizard Man, June 16th, I think. And that's in Franklin, North Carolina. So we're really doing a nice variety of different shows and events. Like at the 5K thing, I'll be piping Scotland the Brave and stuff on my acoustic pipes to start this fun run before the festival. And let's see, something else. I don't have my schedule. You can go to facebook.com/kiltedcreature, and I've got everything listed on there. I've got a lot of stuff that's not confirmed, so I kind of get confused on what's actually there or not. It does get confusing sometimes trying to keep everything straight. I don't want to ever double book, so I'm always trying to check, but I got dates kind of floating around in my head all the time.
Well,
that's okay.
We know to go to facebook.com/kiltedcreature and find out what's going on. And everybody needs to come visit with you at the Lizard Man Festival.
Oh, for sure. That's going to be a great time.
And we will have a good time. We're going to have several filmmakers there. Reginald Fullwood will be there with his Creature Escape, or he will have an extended trailer for that. And we're talking
really?
With another filmmaker. Yes, he will be there. And we're talking with another filmmaker, The Creature Escape. That is a feature film that he will be. It's going to be released in October. And I'm talking with him about trying to play it. He's from Sumter, South Carolina, which is only 20 miles from Bishopville. And I told Reginald today, I said, you know, in honor of Lizard Man and what we're doing, we'll see if we can't help you get a place to show The Creature Escape in Sumter. And if we do, well, it would only be a natural to bring the kilted creature down. So we'll see what we can do. So he'll be there.
Yeah,
we've got another
great
filmmaker from Los Angeles. Name can't be mentioned until we sign the contract. She will be coming doing interviews about her Lizard Man film. So there's a lot going on with the Lizard Man.
Wow.
And you'll be there right in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah. That sounds great.
Yeah, it should be good. So those are my plugs, and we look forward to seeing you there. We will have you again back on ScaryCast, and I think you're going to make a lot of new fans because your material, your performances are great. So I wanted thanks so much for being with us tonight, and we'll have you on again soon, probably right after the Lizard Man Festival, because we're actually booked. ScaryCast, crazy as it seems. This started as kind of a little bit of a fun thing on this past Thanksgiving, and we are now booked out 6 weeks. We've got a lot of
nice.
Next week, Paul Sanders with South Carolina Paranormal Society is going to come on and talk about some very interesting investigations they've had in the Columbia, South Carolina area. So we're glad to have you here with us, Kilted Creature, on ScaryCast, and we'll see
pleasure.
You.
A lot of fun.
Not see you. We'll hear from you and talk to you in 5 or 6 weeks, and we'll see you at the Lizard Man Festival. So thanks again for being with us. I look forward to having you back. And this is Dr. John with the Kilted Creature, R.J. Grady, and we'll say good evening. Good evening.
Good night, child.
As they would say in the ministers, good evening. From ScaryCast, and we'll talk to you soon, and we'll see you next week with Paul Sanders. So have a good one, and cheers.